أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، my dear brother and sister in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And إن شاء الله we still in the topic of the life of messenger and prophets. And we're still in the story of Adam alayhi salam, and this time we will emphasize about one of the famous story in Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give it to us, which Habil and Qabil, one of his two sons. We talk in the past in last 1 week is Adam alayhi salam, when he came to the earth with his wife Eve Hawa, he used to have, sometime she has in her stomach, 2 babies. And in the beginning they used to marry each other. And little by little, by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they marry the following generation. Okay? And it started going on and on and on. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gave us a beautiful story in Quran. The stories of in Quran is a wisdom. Is a wisdom behind it. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even he said, I give you stories to whom who have a brain, to whom who have intellect, intellectual people, and to whom who have iman, whom who has vision. This I'm just saying it in general. By this way, the stories of any stories of Prophet and Messenger in Quran actually again is a miracle behind all the stories. You know what's the miracle behind it? Anybody tell me what's the miracle behind it? Is no situation in any one of our life, in all our life, without will matching one of this situation. Meaning, if I'm honest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I'm reading Quran, I will read myself somewhere. If I'm a good believer, I will find myself inshallah. If I'm a hypocrite, I'm going to find myself. May Allah allow me not to have that. If I'm a disbeliever, whatever who you are, you can read yourself in Quran. And similar even in our relationship, in our life, you will know exactly what's going on. And this is the wisdom in Quran behind the stories. To when I'm hearing it, I ask myself, where am I? Where am I from that? Very important to see where am I. It's not a story to just hear it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, this is a truth story. Truth. Allah said the truth. By this way, there's nothing we can, you know, do about it. And also the stories is all in unseen. We never see all these people. We only hear about them in Quran. But it's a wisdom and learning for us. And whoever is stuck in the stories in Quran of Prophet and Messenger, it will be sufficient enough to put us in the straight path. Because they are the example of all the right way for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, أعوذ بالله من السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واتلو عليهم نبأ بني آدم بالحق إذ قربنا قربانا فتقبل من أحدهما ولم يتقبل من الآخر قال لأقتلنك قال إنما يتقبل الله من المتقين صدق الله العظيم. We're going to go step by step to these verses. What it means? What's the story behind it? Now, many story has been reported by the Israelite people, meaning from There were Jewish people in the time of the Prophet. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he gave us advice. بلغوا عني ولو آية وحدثوا عن بني إسرائيل ولا حرج. Talk about me and about Allah, even one verse. And talk about Bani Israel, the people of Israel. And another hadith said, talk, but do not believe and do not deny. Because we're not sure what they did in their own books and their own knowledge. By this way, for the time being, I like to skip all the stories. Okay? For the benefit of not confusing ourselves. Because we do not know the legitimate and authentic information behind it. Okay? We go only according to what Allah said in Quran and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and what has been reported clearly by the majority of the scholar. By this way, we have no dispute. Okay, inshallah? We know there are two sons of Adam, Habil and Qabil. We do not know exactly how old they are. Some of them, they said, an average of 20 years old. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, talk and tell them the news of the son of Adam. What happened is, before we go to it, another couple of major point. You know, in the time of us, we are the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we commit sins, we just ask Allah to repent and to forgive us, and we repent. And when we do some good, when we want to do some good deed, we do charity, Allah accept inshallah the charity. In the old days, one of the way to accept the charity, you will know it right away. Everything you will know. If you commit sins, you get punished right away. To the point is, one of the gifts Allah gave it to this ummah, in Bani Israel, when a person commits sins, the angel coming and write your own sin by your own language in the front door of your house. By this way, everybody will know you commit the sins. And when Allah punish, He punish right away the person. And also, when people used to give charity to Allah, one of the signs is a fire will coming from the sky, coming straight to whatever you put, and will eat whatever the topic. If it's an animal, food, whatever, it will eat it. The fire will eat it. This meaning Allah will accept it. We do not have that. By this way, according to some authentic report, is it was some topic, we do not know what the topic is. Some people can go through it, you see, and they said it was a marriage topic, whatever it is between Habil and Qabil, it was a topic and their father. And we're going to learn, inshallah, today, how the father should act with his family. And what kind of a father can cause damage and mischief to his own family by himself. And will be questioned about it in the Day of Judgment. One of it is injustice. We're going to talk about it later on. Injustice meaning you love someone more than other. Even if you love one more than other, keep it inside. But deal with all your children equal, male or female. Show them the same amount of love and respect. Show them everything is similar. The moment you do not show it similar, you're causing hate and hatred in their heart. And you're causing envy and jealousy. Who's the one who created? You as a father and mother. And you will be responsible for any mischief your kids do against each other, you will be the seed. We'll talk about it now. This is why I said, The story of Adam and his sons is a major one. Because don't forget, this is the first incident happened in earth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not give it to us in Quran just like that to brush it. No, he gave it us for a purpose. Very important purpose. Because this is the roots of all the sins. By this way, two kids came to their father, Habil and Qabil went to Adam. They have a dispute about the topic. What Adam did? He said, each one put a qurbani. Put something for Allah. Whoever Allah accepted will be the one. What is the topic? We're not sure about the topic. This is why we're not going to go about it. What happened is, Habil put something, Qabil put something, in a time has been designated, a fire came, eat the one belonged to Habil, and did not eat the one belonged to Qabil, meaning Allah accept him and did not accept Qabil. What happened? Qabil get upset. Why he get upset? Anybody know? Jealousy. You see? Jealousy. Even in here. When this happened, right away he said to his brother, I will kill you. Now what happening in here? We have to know the sequence. Shaitan find a disease in the heart of Qabil. What is the disease in here? The same disease of Iblis, you remember? He's not content. Why Allah accept from you? What Habil has to do with it? Similar we have. None of your kids is the same. The mother is one, the father is one, kids is different. Different shape, different color, different personality, different iman, different everything. What is our job as a parents? Our job to be just. Our job to give them everything equal in expense, in love, in showing love, in manner. Any time you show different, you are responsible in the front of Allah. And any mischief you do, you will be the cause. We will come to it now. Look at today, us as a Muslim. Our family is scattered. Our family has no unity. Every Muslim family is fighting each other more than fighting with the enemy. Why? Because all the disease. Why we look outside? I did not see a Muslim family can raise their hand and said, we have no problem internal. Anybody can raise his hand and tell me I have no problem internal, he's a liar. We're going to come about it now, but not now today, in the near future. Because we did many mischief causing all that. By this way, we have to go step by step. Why Qabil refuse what Allah has been already decided? Allah is the one except the qurbani of his brother. Why he get upset? You see? And why he won't kill his brother? Okay, if you get upset, at least make istighfar. Ask Allah to forgive you. Make repent. You see? But we can see the blindness when shaitan coming to somebody, when a person have envy. Don't forget, envy is a root also. We as a parents, we are in big trouble. Because we are responsible about justice to our children. And building love and unity between them. Because if we die and they fighting each other, we will be the cause. Again, I will bring it to you inshallah. And everything I will report it to you according to Quran and Sunnah. Now, What right away Habil said? When his brother tell him, I will kill you. He said, only Allah except from the pious one. You see? And we go through it again. We're going to go step by step toward the roots of the problem. The roots of the problem is the devil, Iblis, Satan. When he came down with Adam and Eve, he promised, I will take care about your generation, your kids, until the day of judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advised us to make our devil our enemy. And if the devil is our enemy, Allah asks us, don't listen to him and listen to me. What happens if I do not listen to Allah and know what Allah wants from me? Automatically, I am worshipping whom? The devil. Because who is whispering to me? Shaitan. By this way, I can be a Muslim and worshipping the devil. Muslim by name. But in the reality, I'm worshipping the devil. Why? Every time he whispers to me, I do. But a Muslim, every time before he do anything, he said, what Allah advised me to do? What is the sunnah and the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Before he do any action. Even when he dealing with his wife and kids and everything, if you do not know, ask, read. You have no excuse in the front of Allah. By this way, the style and the real manner of a Muslim, go check before you do. What Allah wants from you. How Allah wants you to behave in a certain situation. Very important. We're not following desires. The moment we follow desire, we follow our enemy. We follow the enemy of Allah in earth. The moment we ask what Allah wants and what the teaching of the Prophet, we ask him for the mercy, for the contentment, for protection. With every obedience is a protection. With every disobedience is completely away from protection. Some people ask, is Adam the father of mankind, or a father of mankind and a prophet or a messenger? What is it? Anybody know? He is a messenger, not a prophet. What's the difference? A messenger coming with a teaching, but no book. A prophet coming with a message and a book. You understand? By this way, a messenger, he coming with a message or to confirm a message. But he doesn't have a book. Can it be a messenger and a prophet? Yes. Like Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he have both titles. He came as a messenger, as a prophet, because he came with Quran, a new revelation. Abu Dhar al-Ghifari radiallahu anhu, he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, kam al-anbiya, how many messenger? He said, 100,000 wa 24,000. 100,000 and 24,000. 100,000 and 24,000. This how many messenger? He said, and how many prophet? He said, 313 prophet. And he said, who is the first? He said, Adam. He said, is he is Nabiyyan Mursal? a messenger came from Allah? He said, yes. And Allah created him, and he breathed his soul in him. Okay? Wallahu a'lam. And this hadith is in Ahmad wa Ibn Hibban wa Ibn Sa'd wa Abu Dawud al-Tayalisi. Now, about the killing, before we go to the killing, we have to go do something also. Introduction to many understanding in Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he did not give the detail about the killing. Why? What's the reason? What's the benefit? What's the wisdom? He said he killed him. Finished. He did not go to the detail. Do you know why? Because once you go to any detail, wonder what happened. You promote it. You see the manner? You see what the news do and the television? All the mischief in America and everywhere. Why? You promote it. When something bad, you cover it. When something good, you announce it. And this why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever kill anyone, the sins go to Qabil. Doesn't mean you will be clear, but he carried it. Imagine how many people kill in the earth. Why? Because it's the roots of knowledge in Islam. The roots of knowledge is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من سن في الإسلام سنة حسنة. Whoever came with an action, a good action in Islam, he has the reward of this action. And he will get the reward of those who follow him and imitate him in this action. It will not minus his reward or their reward. And whoever come in Islam with a bad habit or action, he will get the sin of his action and the sin of every one follow him and imitate him in his action. It will not decrease either one of them. Can you see it? If you see me doing something good and you imitate me, I will get rewarded inshallah, and you get rewarded, and I will get rewarded until what I started finished. This why the one who invite to good, he always get goodness even when he die. And whoever invite to evil or bad things, he will get punishment of it until the day of judgment. Now let's take this to parents. And I hope you really listen to it carefully before it's too late. Wonder what happened as a parents we do in our family? Either we act with certain manner and our kids implement it, or we starting with a bad manner and our kids also implement it. Or we acting with our kids with injustice and causing a problem. Wonder who carry all the burden? The father and mother. Until the day of judgment. By this way, whoever you are, father and mother, and you coming with your family and bring harmony, love, justice, understanding in the family, you get rewarded until the day of judgment. You do the opposite, you get the opposite. And all your kids and generation until the day of judgment, they will coming and hold you from your neck in the day of judgment and said, you the one you generated. Oh Allah, let him pay for it. Oh Allah, let her pay for it. Today I see it, we take marriage as a game. And we forget, marriage is a duty and a responsibility. Because your family is your responsibility in the Day of Judgment. And whatever any bad manner we teach them, or any good manner we teach them, we are the one who is pregnant. Can you see? And this again, this is like a foundation, constitution, foundation by Allah and by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You like it, you don't, you hear it, you don't hear it, it will be implemented. By this way we can see, we ask ourselves where we are, what I am doing and what I give to my family. And start by you setting the role model. You have to set the role model first. You have to educate, give advice, set the environment, and everybody do whatever he wants after that. Exactly like Adam. He has Habil and he has Qabil. By this way, it doesn't mean Adam is bad. No. Adam, he did his job. One son he listened, one son he didn't listen. What he want to do? By this way, also we cannot say if the son is or the daughter is bad, meaning the father or the mother is bad. No. If they implement what Allah want them to do, and if they set the role model, if they have the right characteristics and manner, or at least they be honest. Oh my son, oh my daughter, I'm bad. I'm really bad. Don't look at me. Read. Study, but don't look at me. I'm a bad person. Don't imitate me, please. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give my father mercy in his grave and elevate his level. And all the Muslims say Ameen. He used to tell me, if you see something good for me, implement it. If you see something bad, make dua for me and ask Allah to forgive me. And do not follow me in something I do is wrong. I'm a human being, I have the right and I have the bad fault. I'm telling you now, by this way in the Day of Judgment you do not say, oh, I'm imitating my father. No, don't imitate me in something is no good. And if in the near future you find out I used to have a bad habit, just make dua for me and that's it. But do not imitate me. This I call it honesty, sincerity, truthful. I'm not Mr. Right. I'm not Mrs. Right. All of us has faults. Say it. Say it loud and clear to your own children before it's too late. It's much better for you and them. And also we learn from here how even two brothers, what happened to them? You see, the first killing was between two brothers. And why? Because envy and jealousy follows the heart of one. Remember that. Remember how envy and jealousy is so black, so dark, so evil. Today, I can see 80 or 90% of our action belong to envy and jealousy. Even 95% of our talk in our houses about different people, which has nothing to do with Islam and it's all against you. You do not need it at all. When Qabil came to kill Habil, he tell him, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from the pious one. And piety, is piety by B or P?
P.
P like Peter?
Yeah.
Okay. Piety is Because correct me please, because I do not want to make mistake. I do a lot of mistake, alhamdulillah. Piety is the pillar of Iman. Piety is fear of Allah. Some of the early people, they said piety is like a wall. This wall is a wall between you and the sins. Every time you want to do a sin, you think about climbing the wall. And the more you have Iman, the more you have a wall. You're building your own wall between you and temptation, between you and envy, jealousy, between you and all the nets of the shaitan. By this way, the more you're building piety, the more you have Iman. The more you have Iman, the more you have support from Allah. The more you have support from Allah, the more you have complete protection from Allah. Against whom? Our main enemy, Shaitan. What is piety also? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْظُرْ إِلَىٰ صُوَرِكُمْ وَأَمْوَالِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ يَنْظُرْ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ وَأَعْمَالِكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he did not look to your picture, the way you look like, and your money. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he look at your heart and your deed. Two things. Your heart and deed. This is why if you look, all my talk regarding to whom? Your heart and deed. Because if we correct it, mashallah. If we do not correct it, whatever what you do, it has no value. According to this word in Quran, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ is very, very... The early people stop at this part of the verse and they stop and very careful. إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ meaning only Allah accept from the pious one. Let me share with you some of the early people what they said. Abu Darda radiallahu anhu said, if I believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from me one rak'ah pray, not two, one, is more beloved to me than the whole earth and what is contained. Do you know who Abu Darda radiallahu anhu? Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, one of the companions who was a Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, labeled him as the most wise person of the Ummah. If this man with this quality, we heard him say, if Allah accept from me one rak'ah, pray, it is make me, or becoming more beloved to me, more than the whole earth and what it contains. They ask him why. He said, did you hear Allah what he said? إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah accept only from the pious one. You see the people who understand? If he know Allah accept from him a debt of a good deed, meaning he is a pious, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with him. And none of them believe he's a pious person. None of the companion believe. Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, he said, no deed is small with piety. And how small deed is small with piety if Allah accept it? Because if Allah accept a small deed, you finished, you done, you going to paradise. But how we know which deed is Allah accepted? It need purity to Allah. And purity to Allah, it needs a lot of work. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz radiallahu anhu, what he said, the fifth Khalifa. He said when he gave advice, a will to someone, he said, I will give you an advice. Fear Allah and have piety. Because without it, nothing will be accepted. And Allah will not send mercy without it. And He will not reward you without it. The people who talk about it is a lot. And the one who doing it is so little. Meaning the people like me talking about piety is a lot. May Allah save me. And the one who's doing what he's saying is so little. May Allah save us and save me. Make dua for me and ask Allah to give me sincerity. I do not know where am I. Another companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his name Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, which is the son of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu. Listen to what he said. He said, if I know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted from me one only prostrate to the ground, I will be happy to die after that. Or even he accepted from me 1 cent or 1 dirham. I give it as a charity. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He accepted only from the pious people, and if I'm among those, I like to die like that. And one of the another pious people, he used to do good deed daily. And before he do it, he used to say, oh Allah, accept only from me today. But he repeated every day. Do you know what this meaning? Is anybody can tell me what is meaning of this man, what he said? If you're really anxious and your conscience is so up to the point you remember every moment you're doing action, is this not piety? And they're afraid you do not have piety. What we learn also from here, how a brother can think about killing his own brother? How? What's the roots of that?
Shaitan, jealousy.
But you see, we cannot claim about shaitan. Shaitan will not really come to you unless you have something inside. And he bubble it up. If you're away from Allah, you will have a lot of disease. He will take you and play with you like nothing. But if you are with Allah and you remember Allah all the time and the command of Allah, you think you will leave yourself until you become blind like that? No way. Now, what about his brother? What he did? When he tell him, I'm going to kill you. What he said?
Allah only receive my pious portion.
Yes, but after that, what he said? He said, لَإِن بَسَطْتَ إِلَيَّ يَدَكَ لَتَقْتُلْنِي مَا أَنَا بِبَاسِطْ يَدِي إِلَيْكَ لَأَقْتُلَكَ إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهَ رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ. If you get your hand up to kill me, I will not put my hand up to kill you. I will not. I will not even defend myself. I fear Allah. رب العالمين. He's not a coward. He fears Allah. Today what happened? Even between brother and brother, brother and sister and father. What are you doing? What is my arrogance? What is my ego? What is my respect? How you talk to me like that? How you do it? And we start bickering at each other for a tiny word. Do you know what this meaning? Meaning I'm a real pure slave to shaitan. Because if I respect Allah, I will not let a tiny word back and forth do this to me. A word make me anger over my brother and maybe insult him and maybe cut the relationship because a word? Imagine we have the same test and your son get a knife and kill you. You will go get a bigger knife. If by word you're doing that. And after that he said, إِنِّي أُرِيدُ أَن تَبُوءَ بِإِثْمِي وَإِثْمَكْ فَتَكُونَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ النَّارِ وَذَلِكَ جَذَاءُ الظَّالِمِينَ وَلَعِزُ بِاللَّهِ. He said, I want you to get my sin and your sin, and you will become among people of hellfire. And this is the punishment of those who oppress him. This is the last word he told me. Now, if you really fear Allah, what you're going to do? It will be a wake-up call. And said, oh Allah, forgive me. And you repent. Again, look at the sequence of the problem. Arrogant. Can you see it? Arrogant. Do you know, said sometime today what I see? I see people said, I said it already, what do you want me to do? I'm not going to say that I'm wrong. He come to me first. You see? He's the one, he did it. What do you want me to do? What do you hear? Anybody tell me? What do you hear? Come on, tell me. Arrogant. Where is Islam? Where is humble? Where is humility? Where is the command of Allah? Where is the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And even if you try to be quiet, they label you, you are a coward. Come on, show me yourself. You're not a man? And between female and female, they bicker on each other. Then they spreading mischief and they start whispering against each other with things even is not happening. Is this what we're doing? Can you see the relationship? And we think we're spending time. And we're getting information. Information about what? We love to know who's married, who's divorced, why, who did it. And we keep talking about things we never know even the roots of it. And we just said, no, it's just knowledge. We just got curious. Curious of what? You finish all your job, you have nothing except the life of others? You finish all what you need and what Allah needs from you? If we remember what Allah wants from us, we will be crying and have no time even for ourselves. When he said, I want you to gain my sin and your sin, what it mean? A scholar has many disputes about it. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said of the meaning of, if somebody coming, meaning brotherhood, now real Muslim, to kill you, do not raise your hand to kill him. Because he said, Al-Qatil wal Maqtula fi Jahannam, fi Nar. The killer and the killed is both of them in hellfire. He said, Ya Rasulullah, we know the killer is in hellfire. Why the killed one should be in hellfire? He said, because he raised his hand in his brother. And if he was becoming faster, he will kill him. Can you see it? That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He do not want you to promote anything. By the way, let me remind you by something, a lot of people do not understand it and do not recognize it. In Islam, realize something. Killing is two kinds of killing. Physical killing and verbal killing. You can kill a lot of people daily and you do not know. By mischief. By your tongue. By hurting them, by hurting their feeling. by slaughtering them with your tongue. And believe me, some scholar when I was young, I heard, he said to kill somebody physically is much easier than kill him with your tongue or even with your eyes. Because a person can be hurt for many years of one look or one tongue. And every time he be punished, he will be suffering from what you said or what you did, you will be punished as a killer. Because he killed his heart. Not the physical one. We're doing it sometimes for our own children. Sometimes we're doing it for our own wife or husband. Sometimes we're doing it for our own neighbors. And we take it slightly. No. And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gave us a story beautifully. He said, فَطَوَّعَتْ لَهُ نَفْسَهُ. فَطَوَّعَتْ meaning, you know when you train something and it become easy to follow? Allah said His own nafs was following Him. Following Him in what? To kill His own brother. فَقَتَلَ. And He killed him. فَأَصْبَحَ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And he became among the loser. Because always the people with this quality is a loser. They act without no rationale, without no thinking, without no humble, without no questioning, without no advice, without no calling Allah. You see, a Muslim, even when you have a hardship, before you do any action, you make 2 rak'ah to Allah. Ask Allah, what do you want me to do? Don't make me make mischief. If a situation you have a dispute about it, you make Salatul Istikhara. You see? Meaning you ask Allah to choose for you. If you feel you're getting anger or your style of personality is getting not normal and not nice, you get up, make wudu, and make 2 rak'ah and say, oh Allah, protect me from my own devil. Somebody said, it is me! Is my personality. Allah created me this way. What do you want from me? A lot of people do that. Yes, Allah created you this way with the faults. But Allah gave us Quran and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to train ourselves. You see, the more you get closer to Allah, the more yourself will be trained. Trained to what? Train to obey Allah. Train to have the manner and characteristic of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the more you follow shaitan, wonder what happened. Shaitan tell you, MashaAllah, you're good. Don't worry about it. It is your own personality. Allah created you this way. Don't worry about it. You see? And the person start arguing inside of himself. And the moment he do that, he always have excuse for every mischief he do. And always excuse will be pointing to somebody else. But he never pointing the fault to himself. And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us another thing. Now, but before we go to the another part, which after that, after he become a loser, now he go and try to cover his mistake. And he did not know. Look at this, he cannot know. He doesn't know what to do. Now let's stop for a moment and said, what kind of loss he lost? Number one, he lost his brother by killing him. He lost his family because his family would be upset of his crime. He lost the relationship between him and the family and his brother and the meaning. He lost the mercy and he lost the meaning of being humble and person He lost his own self inside, his own happiness and control quality. He never will have it again. He lost his life in this life and the hereafter. He lost all his, whatever he owned, whatever he did, he lost it. And all that because he allowed Shaitan to whisper to him and he obeyed. Just for a moment. And not only that, he will carry the burden for every killing heaven and earth because he was the first one to do it. Imagine how much punishment for him. And also we have to think about something else. How are we doing to the Ummah as a people? Do you know all of us is doing the same thing? Because every one of us in the front of Allah will be questioned about it. What you done in your own family? What you done in your own locality? What sign you left after you? What did you learn from you? Believe it or not, even by walking, people learn from you. By driving, people learn from you. By putting the garbage outside, people learn from you. Every motion you do, people say, do you remember what he did? Do you remember what he used to do? Look at the way he do. Look at the way he did. You see? Good or bad, to us or against us. By this way, we can be causing mischief to the Ummah by our action or neglecting certain action or being acting with hasty and following Shaitan. And now we coming to another things to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala show you. Is always a person like that, he's ignorant also. He doesn't have any knowledge. Now after he killed his own brother, he doesn't know what to do with him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he sent Ghurab. What is Ghurab by English? A bird. Okay? And the bird came and he dig a hole in the ground and he put something and he covered it. Now he said to himself, the loser one, Qabil, he said, I did not even able to do what this bird did. Look at this agony inside, how Allah make him even a loser inside of himself. And in here, we stop again for a moment and we ask ourselves, how much is the loser always paralyzed? You think you are macho, but after you do what you're doing, always paralyzed. Don't forget, all of us as a Muslim, we never learn how to have really dignity with Allah. But we learn how to have arrogance with Shaitan under the word dignity. Don't do this to me. Don't stab in my toes. You see? I will not accept anybody to talk to me like that. Who are you? And by this way, we close the door of learning. You see how it goes? Because arrogance always gives you another disease, which is ignorance. And after that, the person will becoming his own slave to his own shaitan. And also we have to understand in here, he did not feel agony with humble. Because if he feel agony with humble, what he will do? He will be crying to Allah. He will make istighfar. He will admit his mistake. He will ask Allah for repent. But he did exactly the way the devil did. He did it. And he feels paralyzed. And he's ignorant. But he never admitted. You see how much shaitan also will allow you to go to a higher kind of sin. Killing is not a big deal, but even more is to be arrogant over Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do not ask Allah to forgive you and repent. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said it, whoever kill a person, like he killing all mankind. And whoever give life to a person, like he give life to mankind. Now what it mean in this hadith? Whoever kill a person, like he killing all mankind. Because even killing one person is not easy, because you're killing and you're causing mischief to all society. You're promoting a sickness. You see? Islam take it as you are a promoter. Meaning you open another killing in the future by your way. And it's also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala amplified to make sure you get the message. What else? The another part, وَمَنْ أَحْيَى نَفْسًا فَكَأَنَّمَا أَحْيَى النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. How we bring life to a person? How? Can we bring a person from dead to life?
No.
Physically, no. Spiritually, yes. A person who is stray, he's dead. A person who is a disobeyer to Allah, he's dead. In the eye of Allah, he's dead. We're going to talk about it when the time comes. He's walking in darkness, he's dead. He's dead in this life because he's not living. Anyone do not remember Allah, he's dead. Anyone remember Allah, he's a living. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, the example of life and death, the person who is life and the person who is death, the example of a person who remember Allah and the person who do not remember Allah. In another hadith he said, the example of a house, Allah has been remembered in this house, and the house, no, Allah has been remembered, is like the grave house, or even the dirty and like a deserted house. And the another one is the lid house. By this way, even we believe we are living, no. We believe we can be living physically, but we are dead in the eye of Allah. If you save a person from a calamity, you help the person of feeling down. You help the person to know who is Allah. You help the person to go back to Allah. What does it mean? You give him a life by the will of Allah. Can you see? You give him a life by the will of Allah. This why the moment you do that, all his good deed, you get a copy for it. Every time the person do any good deed, you get a copy. What about his generation? Every until the day of judgment. What we learn from this story? This is just an example. Because every story in the Quran is a living, living example. For what? For us to stop and think and try to realize, where am I? Which side I'm taking? Both of them is a son of Adam. Both of them, they get the same education, same understanding. One decided to disobey his parents, one decided to obey. One decided to have close heart to Allah, one he decided to follow his desire. The moment we follow our desire, wonder what happened. I will be a slave to whom? To devil, shaitan. What do you think? What we learn? When we hear and we read Quran, what's the value of a story of Quran if we pass by and we said beautiful story without a stop at it and think about me, what, where am I? If we have a dispute among each other, what we should do as a Muslim? What's that? How? No. Number one, return it to Allah and the teachings of the Prophet. Meaning, if you have a dispute in any topic, number one, you said, what Allah advised me to do? What the Prophet ﷺ advised me to do? This number one. Because how you can, you know, help to diffuse a topic or a situation when you do not know by yourself what to do? You have to ask, read, inquire before you do any action. This is the quality of the Muslim. What else?
Before you continue, can I say something?
Go ahead.
If you inquire and they give you somebody give you the wrong decision or make you do the...
Who you asking?
Oh, okay.
The question is, what about if I ask and somebody give me the wrong advice? You see, let me tell you something, honest to Allah. We always going to go to people belong to us. Meaning if you have piety, you will go asking somebody has piety. If you really want to obey Allah, you will find somebody who help you. Because don't forget, Allah will lead you. If you're playing game and you want to have somebody in your side, you are looking for a certain specific person. You will not obey Allah and be humble to Allah. Today, when we have any dispute, wonder what happened. We choose whom we're going to go to. Why? According to what we have in our heart. Or, if we have a relationship with a person and we know he will come to my side. Now, is this honesty and sincerity? Is it truthful? No. What happens if I am wrong and the other side is right? What I do, I be humble and admit it and ask Allah to forgive me and ask His people to forgive me, and I do not be arrogant. One sin is better than many. What about killing? Does Allah allow me to kill or give me the license to kill?
No.
Only in a certain situation where he's fighting the enemy and it has role and condition. But not kill a human being to eat, brother.
No.
Yeah.
No.
It's just I heard somebody said, kill to eat. Yeah, but kill to eat, not anyone, brother.
No.
Yeah.
Not human being.
In other words, I'm not coming here anymore, brother.
Not human being.
I will be scary. Kill to eat.
That is the only option we have from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kill to eat, not human being.
Yeah. Now, this actually bringing a very important topic is we do not kill anything unless Allah give us permission. Even if you study killing animal, is there a manner? We're not supposed to kill an animal pregnant or a female organ. Maybe it is pregnant. The meat will be haram. Even if it's a cow or sheep, or a goat, or a chicken. No, chicken is eggs.
Chicken and eggs, yeah.
Forgive me, no, chicken is okay. But actually, even chicken is not recommended because you deny a lot of goodness from it.
Yeah, but how would you know?
How you know? If you're really a good farmer, you know which eggs is really have a lot of eggs, and which chicken has a lot of eggs, and which chicken is young.
Yeah.
Don't forget. Anyone who really farming and have a knowing about chicken, he will tell you, this is a bunch of mommy, this is a bunch of kids.
Yeah.
You understand me? But yeah. Really, you do not go for a mommy, always every day give you 2-3 eggs or whatever. No, you know for a fact, she's full of eggs.
Yeah, some of them just for business, they
exactly.
Go to buy it.
Yeah.
They don't tell you that. They just say, okay, how much pounds you want?
Is it preferable for a man to do the killing than a woman?
No, for the slaughter animal?
Yes. No. Anybody can
do it. No, anybody.
Anybody can do it.
Wallahu alam. But let's focus on the topic now before we go to chicken topic.
Okay, can I ask a question concerning this?
Not a question, let's talk about the wisdom behind it first, finished.
Okay.
By this way, also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wants us to seek knowledge before we do anything. Because seeking knowledge would prevent us from doing mischief in an ignorant way. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want us to see how the one who oppressor, he live in agony for some time. How the person who commit mischief and an oppressor, he will be the loser and he will lose a lot. How the person who do something like that, he's actually a paralyzed person, he's a coward. Because he tried to find a solution in his own way. And whoever allow himself to do something like that, meaning most likely he will do it over and over again. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wants us to sit fast in the front of people like that and finish them. This is why the Islamic teaching and Sharia is whoever kill, he will be killed, finished. Why to clean society from such a person? Unless it's an accidental, it's different. And we have to know also, the surah ended by one verse, very important. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said after that, مِنْ أَجْلِ ذَلِكَ تَبْدَ عَلَى بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ إنه من قتل نفسا بغير نفس أو فساد في الأرض فكأنما قتل الناس جميعا ومن أحياها فكأنما أحيا الناس جميعا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala He said to Bani Israel, we wrote and we described to you, do not commit mischief and killing in earth. Because actually if you study the Hebrew books, killing is like water. Many situations they allow to kill. You know, they can talk whatever they want, get their own books and read. They have something called Encyclopedia Judaism or something like that. Meaning the encyclopedia of the knowledge of the Jewish people which are containing all their books according to them and all the scholar books and the regulation and their own Sharia, their own constitution. And you would see a lot of license of killing more than anybody else. They will not admit that. They will read for you a certain part and they will mask others. Exactly like the Quran said. And also we remember how important to be careful about our action. Because according to our action, whoever follow it, we will carry burden of the same action or we will carry goodness. We have to remember to be justice to our family and our kids. Not say, oh, I love so-and-so more than so-and-so. Or so-and-so, she's no so nice and has this quality and you do not have it. This again is sunnah. Because now you're generating, you know, jealousy and envy and hate. And you're the one, you will becoming the roots of it. Meaning any mischief you do, you will be the source. What about envy? What is envy? What envy can do? Even envy against what Allah decided. Because don't forget, one scholar said, and he put it as one of the major sins is envy. Because envy actually one of the most hated crime in life and sins against Allah. Because when you envy someone, you not just envy someone, you deny Allah His justice. So-and-so more greater than so-and-so. So-and-so, he, she has or has more bodies than so-and-so. So-and-so have money than so-and-so. So-and-so, she... We always compare. Comparing is a mischief, is a sign of envy. Female or male. To the point it become a habit. If you do not envy someone, something is wrong with you. No, actually we are in big trouble. Because envy is the root of all sins. Like jealousy. Both of them. And will coming with the most nice disease, arrogant. By this way you have the most worst combination a human being can have. I say it and may Allah forgive me. Today I see us having this disease more than anybody else.
Can I ask that question? Why is that so?
Why? One brother asked me this question in Argentina. He embraced Islam, and after he embraced Islam, he told me why. After we embrace Islam, we have all this, and before we do not have it. A beautiful question. And with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me the answer. And even a few seconds ago, I do not know the answer. Now I remember. Thank you, Allah. You're the one you feed me. You're the one you allow me to say. You see, when you are a non-Muslim, what sins the devil want to play with you? You're already non-Muslim. You're going to hellfire for infinity. The Prophet ﷺ said, no sins after kufr. No sins after kufr. Meaning no sins after being a disbeliever. What more? If you're going to hellfire for infinity, what's the big deal? You commit adultery or no adultery, you're smoking or not, you're drinking, you're going for hell for infinity. You see? But once you embrace Islam, and you have now believe, now he won't destroy your belief. How he destroy your belief? We see it. We see it even with Adam. We see it with Eve. And we see it with the first thing. What is it? Envy, jealousy, forgetting or forgetfulness, right? And what else? Do not listen to Allah. You see? Read Quran, I have no time. Read Hadith, I have no time. Watch this, I have no time. Do this, I have no time. Okay, be slave to shaitan. You see? We have time for everything. But to save ourselves and our family, we have no time. Can you see it? This also from shaitan. Because he has the time. I have 24 hours, you have 24 hours, everyone has 24 hours. Nobody can come and tell me, excuse me, you have more hours than me. No. Yes, I have more hours than you if I set my priority different. That's it. But nobody beat you up and nobody beat me up and tell me how you set your time. We set our time according to our intention and our goal, what we want. We sacrifice for whatever we want. I remember when they have the, what do you call it, World Cup? The town was quiet. I said, what happened? What is today? Oh, they said, World Cup. World Cup. What is World Cup? I forget. Soccer ball.
What is that?
RoboCup.
What's that?
RoboCup. No, World Cup Series.
Oh, World Cup Series. Soccer ball.
Oh, World Cup.
Because I don't know what you saw. Yeah, what are you talking about?
It's good for you not to know.
I don't know what you're
people really worship it more than Allah. You see? It can be soccer, it can be football, it can be basketball, it can be any game. And they said, oh, I'm watching game. What is going on with you? Are you watching game or are you playing game? And even if you're playing game, playing in Islam is permissible. Playing is Islam and building, making exercise is good. But why you have number and you're fighting each other for a stupid number and you're keeping all week talking about the number? You see? We're learning from them and we follow. You see, very simple. You are a Muslim, you go to a learned person who really fear Allah and ask him, excuse me, I have this bad habit. What do you think? Is permissible or not? Is recommended or not recommended? If you are a Muslim. And even if you feel you are weak, you start fighting back in your own self and said, may Allah reward you, let me go and make dua. And I start building up a defense mechanism against that. Wonder what happened, why I do video? Because everybody is addicted to TV. Nobody wants to read. We are the ummah of reading. But today nobody wants to read. By this way, I try to put whatever information in the tape. I said, okay, take it. I do not know what else I'm going to do. Maybe I become a TV. You know, if the tape is not working, you know. I'm serious. And even you give the tape for free, what else I want to do? But you see, I'm trying, and you should try, everybody should try. But we're just talking about what's going on. And we reflected of what we're learning. By this way, I ask you, if you are a family and you have kids, go gather them up together. And be honest to them. Oh my kids, I commit mischief against all of you. I did not teach you the right education. I did not teach you the right manner. I do not behave the right way. And I did not treat you justice. Please forgive me. From now on, I'm going to try. Because loving each other is number one. Liking each other is number one. Unity in the family is number one. After that, what you're going to do is your own business. But I have to do my business. And from now on, you're spending $10, $10, $10, $5, $5, $5, whatever. By the way, I saw a lot of Muslims, when the time coming to die, they make a will against Allah. Meaning in life against Allah and death against Allah. A will should be according to Sharia, not according to my desire. I love her more than him. I will write her this and have nothing for him. Who said so? Who said so? You can give according to your love and your desire. Inheriting or even. Inheriting.
Even.
What's that?
Supposed to be even.
Even, not even, is according to what Allah said. Yeah. It's not even your business. You have to go to a specialized scholar and ask him, okay, about what should be done. I have such and such. This is my family. What do you think? Because inherited, I say it right? Inherited or inheritor?
Inheritance.
The inheritance of a person is a calamity if you die and you do not do it according to Quran and Sunnah. Because in the Day of Judgment, if you do not give each one person according to Quran and Sunnah, you will rot as a thief. And you will be punished as a thief. In the grave until the Day of Judgment, and in the Day of Judgment. Look at this. Even in inheritance, we can be a thief from our daughter and sons. Because Allah give him or give her, and I'm denying them. A will should be according to Sharia. Nothing inside from me. The only part inside from me, if I want to give portion for Allah, portion for da'wah, yes, it's allowed. Without any permission. But once a certain amount left for everyone. Similar, your kids' education. From the time you give them a name, behavior, everything, you will be questioned about it. You will be questioned about it because this is what will live to the person's rest of his life. Any question, any concern about the topic of Abil and Qabil?
Yeah.
Yes.
Before the killing, when Adam intervened, the father intervened between the two of them and says, okay, the dispute, what do you make, Qurbani?
Yeah.
Where was the mother at that time? Eve.
You see, Quran did not talk about it.
It did not mention anything about Eve?
No. And he did not mention about anything. This is why some scholars do not want to go to any detail of what happening because it was not reported. What I tell you, what Quran said.
Yes, yes. So she was completely out of the picture.
Quran did not say anything. If Eve was involved in any way, we would know. She went for advice in the situation. The father gives the advice, finished.
You think that was the right advice?
What's that? Say it again.
I just think because of that advice, all this jealousy could have been handled.
No, we cannot do that. Why? Why? Because first he's Adam. Adam is a messenger, number one. And also Adam, he was just. He said, you give Qurbani, and your brother give Qurbani. Whoever Allah accept from him, he will get whatever.
Yes.
It was a dispute all about.
Yeah.
What more justice than that?
Yes, you leave everything to Allah.
You actually return the topic to Allah.
Yeah.
Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Yes. Actually, it's a complete justice. This is actually what Allah wants from us. If I have a dispute between me and my kids, what I do? I go back to Allah. What Allah wants me to do with them? According to the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If I do not know, ask, read, inquire. You have no excuse. Before you do not use your mind and your whispering from shaitan. Because at this time, if you do not obey Allah, who you obeying? Shaitan. If you do not know what Allah wants from you, who you obey? Your desire and shaitan. There's no doubt about it. But is no but. Very simple and clear. Any time in our life, either we obey Allah or we obey shaitan. Either we spread goodness or spread badness. Either we be setting example of something good or setting example of something bad. Very simple.
I missed the point about prophet, the number of prophets or messengers. I have 313 prophets.
Yes.
How many men?
100,000.
100,000.
And 24,000.
100,000
and 24,000 messenger.
Actually, it's 124,000.
Yeah.
124,000.
Just I break it down to
you
make
break
sure.
It down right.
Yeah. According to this hadith, Wallahu A'lam, Allah know best. Don't forget, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell you in Quran, I give you stories belong to some messenger and prophet, not all of them. Some I give you, some I do not give you. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He give us a just snapshot from the most important story Allah want us to know about it. Okay? Is hot enough? Good.
But what I've noticed is 95% of the population is just going astray. Is this
not
how
95?
Powerful?
Not 95. More than that.
Is that how powerful
shaitan
is?
No. Because we are at the end of time. And in the end of time, I'm going to share something with you now. If you really fear Allah, even at that, you will take it so seriously. I should not say it, but I'm going to say it. May Allah reward you. One scholar many years ago, he telling to me, And he actually advised me not to say it, but I'm going to say it. Maybe it will benefit someone. We are in a time of thrifting. You know the thrifting? I'm pronouncing it right?
Yes.
You know the thrifter?
Yes.
When you have like flour or something or wheat,
you thrift it, right?
You thrift it.
Yes.
This is what Allah is doing to us. Before the major signs of the Day of Judgment, the believer will be taking and the hypocrite will be showing. You understand me? By this way, right now you can see it. Everybody showing his own true color is no more even hidden hypocrite. Either you are living as a hypocrite and you want to be a hypocrite and you announce that you want to be a hypocrite. I know a person, I went to him, talked to him, he said, leave me alone, I love to be a hypocrite, what do you want from me? I said, okay, forgive me. Imagine a person says this in his own tongue, and he's supposed to be a Muslim? Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for whom you are. By this way, we have to wake up before it's too late. I'm going to give you a quick couple of stories happened to me this week, because maybe we learned something from them. I met this man yesterday. He's maybe in the mid-60s, late-70s. He told me his name. He's from Afghanistan, north of Afghanistan. And he told me he was so wealthy. He has slave, servant, everything. He has his own palace, many cars, everything he have, anytime he fly, you know. And he said, when I was at the stage, I never think my situation would be different. It always would be up. And he said, one time, without no any news, the door knocked. And he told me, you have to leave immediately. Russian is coming. I said, he said, leave immediately. You have less than half an hour to leave. And he has to run with his wife and his kids. He said, the following day, I find myself in a tent with my wife and four kids. And he said, what surprised me, but not too surprised me, is the tent next to me, it has my servant. The one who used to work for me. The tent next to us, in the front of us, was the driver. Because we flood in the same time. And we go, and all they can give us at this time, a camp. Which is sub-tent. He said that all of a sudden, Allah took everything I have. And he said, at this day, I gather my kids. And I tell them, today, Allah took everything we have except one thing, or two. I still have the belief in my heart, and I still have mine, and my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow me to think. And thank Allah for what they cannot take from me. You see, in America we have a disease, I see it all the time. Once we come to America, it's almost like America is a land will never die. We'll never go down, we'll never be sick, we'll never lose. It's almost like we're always going, and I see it. I've been in this country now for almost 22 years, and I did not see a Muslim without big, big calamity. I know a person in California, he's very, very rich, and he's building a house. Wonder what happened, he disappeared. After many, many days, they looking for him, nobody looked for him. And all of a sudden, they heard in the wall, somebody said, his own wife and kids. They tried to kill him, and they put him inside the wall of a building he was building. And by the will of Allah, he survived for 5 days. Inside the wall was a lot of wounds. Who did this? His own wife and his own kids. You see, you love money and you love material, you will be punished for it, as soon or later. Another young lady, I will not mention where she from. She's a Muslim. She Hajji, 25 years old, you know. She makes Salah, but she married non-Muslim. You see? Imagine with all this, I do not know how it happened. Look how we are really, really away from Islam. Anyway, she discovers the truth. She discovers if she died like that, she go to hellfire for infinity.
Is that real?
Yes. The Sharia said, if a female Muslim marry non-Muslim, automatically she become murtad, a rejecter of Islam. In the front of Allah, she's a rejecter. If she dies, she's non-Muslim. And she should not be buried in a Muslim cemetery. And no prayer for her. And no Muslim. This is how much Sharia is.
Can I hear one thing?
Just one moment. And this girl, what happened is, she asked me to make da'wah to her husband. Meaning invite her husband to Islam. I tried. Every week I call. He's busy. He's making a master's degree, I forget what topic. He's making a doctorate degree in another topic. He's working and he has no time for me. Between library, one job, one school, one college, one project, one this, he's so busy. Listen to what I'm going to say to wake up. And he's less than 30 years. He's 28 or 29 years old. Very healthy, nothing wrong with him. A phone call and said, please call sister so-and-so. What's the problem? I called her up. Her husband was missing for 3 days. They do not know where he is. He's just missing, disappeared. All of a sudden, she received a phone call from a hospital. I forget the name of the hospital. It's for, you know, the cuckoo people. You know what is it?
The mental?
Mentor.
Institute.
He lost his mind. All of a sudden, he lost his mind.
Is this a long story?
No, this is just last week. He lost his mind and he went to the hospital. Not when they find him in the street. They take him to the hospital because he recognized it. And even after 3 days, he disappeared again. And after 2 days crying, they find him again. And he's still now in a mental institute. Do we really own our brain? Do we own anything? Do we really save? If Allah wants in the calamity, all this hurricane, earthquake, volcano, everything we see and we like blind. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give mercy to my father and elevate his level. He tell me two things. He tell me if you see all these signs and Muslim is not going to do tawbah, ask Allah to take you. Blind is spreading. Blind from Allah is spreading. Because this sign, he tell me, is not for non-Muslim. This sign's for a Muslim. The major sign, when it comes to non-Muslim, it will be too late. But all the signs all over for a Muslim, for us to wake up. And he tell me if TVs and all this toys is spread very cheap, run away. Ask Allah to save you. Because people will be stray and they have no time even to realize what they're doing on with themselves. Now before I used to call people and they're busy in front of TV. Now everybody busy with internet. Yep. You see? One go, another one come. And everybody have excuse, but nobody have time. And everybody has 24 hours, 7 days a week like everybody else. Do we really learn who is really we follow and who we obey? And everybody claims something else. You know, if you really realize what's going on, you will be crying and said, oh Allah, take me. That's it. Oh Allah, take me. Take me before it's too late. Because every day we're causing mischief on earth. Every day we're causing mischief on earth. This is what we're doing. Every day we're gaining more sins. That's it. We're gaining more sins. And we're spreading sins. We're spreading bad manner.
Because people get attracted to the bad things rather than the good things.
Don't talk about people. If this is the time now, talk about yourself only.
I think that's true. You get attracted to...
Don't talk about nobody. You have no time for nobody. If you cannot have time for yourself, what do you want? Could finish everybody and you cannot finish your own self? What benefit to other when you are a loser? This is another work of shaitan. Everybody work about busy about somebody else. And I'm not busy about my own self? I'm stupid. Ya Allah, save me. Any question, any concern about Adam alayhi salam?
I was going to say that now, if the non-Muslim woman marry a non-Muslim man, and in my word, say this man is converted to Muslim. And
what do you mean?
Like, you know, they change over, whatever, he's Christian, he's Hindu, he's whatever, but by her knowledge, she talk him out or whatnot, and get him to come over as a Muslim. What is the result of that? And they start, both husband and wife start to live.
Okay, let me tell you something. With all respect to you, I know it's spreading so massive now. Make tawbah to Allah, make repent. And you have to make ghusl. Meaning you wash yourself. The wash of Islam. And you announce Islam again in the front of two people. After the man embracing Islam. And you should marry again.
Because you can see the kids of today.
Like not only the kids, even your parents and everybody else.
When you get married, your parents choose whether it's a Muslim or whatsoever. But now you have your daughter, your son, something, they may go and fall in love with a non-Muslim. Or, you know, how it goes. So, what we as parents should do about that? Should we object to that?
No. Now, today, you should object to with knowledge and manner. Because what happened is, sometimes our kids today, the one you're talking about, is too late. Because you have no Islam. Some women tell me, oh, but my son is praying. What's the meaning praying? Praying like a nut? And he doesn't know what's meaning praying? And he praying only if it just satisfy us? Or he praying occasionally?
See, what I think too, when you marry a non-Muslim and they come over to the religion, they get the knowledge, everything is okay, everything is alright.
You see, what I tell you is Sharia, sister. Meaning the rule of Allah. I did not tell you my rule or my understanding. The rule of Allah, finished. Even for a Muslim man to marry non-Muslim is a condition. You remember what we said as a Muslim? We are a slave and servant to Allah. We do not come in with something belong to what we like. If the condition is wrong, because we are wrong. This is a reality. We never live as a Muslim. We never educate our children. If my kids have a good degree and he has a scholarship, mashallah, I love him. If he commit adultery, if he's running around, it's not a big deal. But the main thing, he's going to have a good degree. By this way, we learn is, number one, to be benefit in society. To have a good job, to make good money, to have a good car, to look good, be nice, healthy. Wealthy, you see, but how is your Islam? Maybe when you grow up, pray sometime, my son, you will be fine. Pray sometime, my son. We do not know, and even we have no value. We do not know what we done. We did a lot of mischief. Now the time is, all you do, be honest and start rebuilding. Not with punishment, not with hardship, no. Very simple, what we're doing now, we're rebuilding. By knowledge. Basing the right knowledge. Teach them quick what Islam all about. What's the meaning Islam? Not with beating up, no. With understanding. And cry to Allah. Ask Allah, oh Allah, I was wrong. Help me and save my children. Save my whole ummah. This become like a mania today. It become very common. Really, very common.
Sure. So, for example, I never knew that it was, I never knew my parents or nobody never told me, and I marry a non-Muslim, what happens?
See, you will carry the burden.
No.
And it will not minus your burden.
It's because I never knew or...
You will, okay. Put it this way, very beautiful question. I'm an adult, 20, 18, 19, whatever the years. Okay? And I'm a female and I marry non-Muslim. My parents never tell me nothing. Okay? In the front of Allah, the parents is the number one criminal. And they take all the burden for all the mischief. This number one, father and mother.
But if they...
Wait.
Okay.
Now, it meaning is a girl will be out of the hook. No. You will be questioned about your own brain and your own time and energy Allah give you. You study, you go here, you go there, but you never study. Yes, your parents tell you, I'm a Muslim, but what is Islam? What is right and wrong? How come you do not build your own Islam? Look at the new Muslim, what they do. When we look at the non-Muslim when they embrace Islam, they fear Allah. They really try. We're building hypocrisy to the point we are really drowning in hypocrisy and we do not know. Look at Yusuf Islam, Hamza Yusuf, Amina Salmi, all these people. From non-Muslim to an inviter to Islam. And we are from a Muslim to inviter to nonsense. And sins. What more than that? Allah promised. Dino is a verse in Quran. فَإِنْ تَتَوَلَّوْا يَسْتَبْدِلَ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَكُونُ أَمْثَلَكُمْ. If you reject the message of Allah, he took to Muslim. Allah will throw you away, will reject you. And he will bring people different than you, and they will not become like you. If you do go today to all over America, Australia, Europe, you will find amazing. The best Muslim today coming from roots non-Muslim. Very sincere. They study Arabic. They study grammar. They study Hadith. They study Quran. They go check every steps. Anytime you tell them something, is this according to Quran and Sunnah? Today, if you said to somebody according to Quran, what is Quran and Sunnah? And even if he explained it, he will reject it. What more than that? Why? Because even the roots of Islam is gone. But you see also, it's gone and we are a liar. Because if it's gone, how come I'm not making effort? Who's beating me up to not making an effort? Who's stopping me from not making an effort? Tell me. We have real excuse, we have no excuse. Only to pay my bills? To be happy with my toys? We have a bunch of toys. Because I like my car, I like my stuff, I like my stereo, I like this, I like that. All of us. Everyone has his own toys. But what is Islam? No Islam. Even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, get away from those who make their own deen, their own way of life like a toy. And not only that, we hear it and we like it and we go back to the same thing. What more than that? What more than that? Tell me. Imagine if we get all this knowledge and we're still going back exactly to what we used to do. What more than that? Imagine if a doctor tell you today, you have a problem. Your high cholesterol, your blood can cause that, your heart can block, you might die, you have to be in diet, and you're eating again the same thing, it can, you know, hurting you. What he tell you? He tell you you're an idiot. You're killing yourself. Similar as a Muslim. We know what is right. We know what the things it lead us to paradise. And we're running quick to hellfire. It's almost like, leave me alone. I am going to hellfire express. I love hellfire. Imagine. What more blind than that? Tell me, what more blind than that? Every week, everybody claims they have a mistake, or they have a problem, or they have no time. We cannot do that to the job. We cannot do that to overtime. We cannot do even that to our hobby and our toys. We cannot do that to our habit and custom. We cannot do that with any stupid person around us. We do that only to Islam. Can you see it? We have excuses only for Islam. And this is the only thing it can benefit us. Any question, any concern? Remember the story is the roots of the problems. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the history of Adam alayhi salam and his sons, and is the first problem it happened in the earth, with the roots of all the disease. If I'm honest tonight, what I do, I go check in my heart what I have, my heart, not the heart of other. Because we cannot check somebody else and we cannot correct somebody else. If I have it, I have to go to my own heart. I have to check what is going on. I have to learn how I be kind to other. How if somebody give me something bad, how I take it and resolve it in a good manner. If somebody give me bad word or punishment, how I give him a gift. And I go and try to with good manner. This is Islam. I do not deal with people according to their own way. They are not my teacher. What about my arrogance? What about my ego? What about my dignity? My dignity with Allah, if He believes, be pleased with me. Not my dignity with Shaitan. If everybody tell me you're wrong, and Allah believes with me, I'm happy. And if everybody tell me you're right, and Allah is not pleased with me, I'm in trouble. Go back, say the truth to your own kids. That's it. Say the truth. Start new chapter. Ask Allah. Make two rak'ah to Allah, tawbah. To repent, make two rak'ah to Allah istighfar, to ask Allah to forgive you. Make two rak'ah to Allah, oh Allah, guide me, put light in my heart. Make two rak'ah to Allah, say to Allah, I'm weak. Give me the ability. Ask Allah to give you. Steadfast. Stop your bad habits. Stop spending a lot of time listening to music. The Prophet ﷺ, he said music, it grow hypocrisy in the heart. The way water, it will grow plant. Stop watching TV and this is something necessary. Put some Islamic tapes. Learn and teach. Buy some Islamic books. Seek knowledge. Be honest and sincere. Even if you are all your life is left astray, say enough is enough. Let me start. It's never too late. It's never too late. By the way, Brother Muhammad, let me share something with you.
Yeah.
Today I get a phone call from the sister who buried her husband. And she tell me she has a phone call from Rome. Yeah. The sister of this brother,
yeah.
Meaning the sister of this man, we bury.
Yeah.
He's Italian, and he embraced Islam, and he died. And with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah give us tawfiq, and we give him ghusl and janazah. His sister saw him. His face is lit, and he's happy. And he's so tall. Do you know what this meaning? After death, you cannot play game.
No.
Right now, we can lie to each other. We can play game. We can act up with certain things. After death, if you see somebody in the dream happy, he's happy. If you see him sad and miserable, he's sad and miserable. If you see his face dark, he's meaning he's among hellfire. If you see his face lit, meaning inshallah, he's among paradise. And he gave her a message. A dead person. He gave his sister a message in Rome.
The dead revealing a message?
He's a dead giving a message. To his own sister in the dream. And she asked him, talk to me about death. What happened? He said, I cannot talk to you. I'm not allowed to talk to you. And he left. I asked his wife, what is his good character? What he used to do good? And he's a new Muslim, Italian. She said he never talked bad about nobody. He never backbiting. He never even want to hear anybody talk about nobody. You see?
How long did he accept?
16 years ago. And from Rome, the mother of Christianity today. And he always wants to do good to anybody. You know today, how many goodness we do around us? How many sick people we visit? How many dead people we bury? How many widows we go after them? How many needy we try to follow them? How many invitations to Islam? How much we do? Look at this. We busy about our toys. And we forget angel of death can come anytime, young or old. What are we going to say to Allah? By the way, one of the most dangerous diseases shaitan can give you is tomorrow. Once he get you by tomorrow, you will never be good. Tomorrow. Don't worry tomorrow. Don't worry tomorrow. Don't worry next week. Don't worry tomorrow. How you fight shaitan when he tell you tomorrow? Do the opposite. Even if you feel sleepy. You try to watch Islamic tape and he tell you tomorrow, get up, make wudu, make ghusl, take a shower and go and watch. He tell you, oh, half an hour is enough, said 1 hour. He said 1 hour is enough, go 1 hour and a half. One tape is enough, go do two tapes. At this time, you deny shaitan advice and you now you're making a step toward Allah. You see? Because we have no excuse. At least if you do that and sit down and cry to Allah and say, oh Allah, enough is enough. I do not want to be the way I am. Open the door of mercy to me, Allah. Allah will take care about you. But you have to want it. You have to desire it. You have to try. Any question, any concern? The concern should be, is me a Muslim? Is me living as a Muslim? What I know about Allah? What I know about Islam? What I know about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What I know about how to be a Muslim? Ask yourself and go back to Allah and start a new chapter before it's too late. Even started by just raising your hand and cry to Allah. This number one step. And the rest, Allah will take care about you inshaAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our effort purely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all our deed only purely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open our heart to what Allah wants from us, ya Allah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين إلى يوم الدين اللهم يا بار يا رحيم يا حنان يا منان يا أكرم الأكرمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اللهم اصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم ارزقنا الإخلاص في السر والعلانية يا رب العالمين. اللهم ارزقنا نورا من عندك يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعلنا مباركين أينما كنا، واجعل لنا نورا في السماوات والأرض. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة التامة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة. اللهم اختم لنا وأنت راض عنا، اللهم اختم لنا وأنت راض عنا، اللهم عاملنا بما أنت أهله ولا تعاملنا بما نحن أهله، فأنت أهل الجود والكرم والإحسان. اللهم guide us يا الله. Oh Allah, guide us يا الله. Give us light يا الله. Don't make us stray يا الله. Make us live as a Muslim and die as a Muslim with the sunnah of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, with the pleasure of you يا الله. Give us the happiness of this life and hereafter يا الله. Lead us to what you want يا الله. Be pleased with us يا الله before we die. Oh Allah, Oh Allah, make us inviter to Islam يا الله. Make us inviter to the love of you يا الله, and make other love you يا الله, and make other love you يا الله with your pleasure يا الله. Oh Allah, deal with us according to your generosity and your kindness يا الله, and don't deal with us according to our sins and arrogance and ignorance يا الله. Oh Allah, we need you يا الله. We need you in this life. We need you in the moment of death. We need you in the grave. We need you in the day of judgment. We need you, Ya Allah. O Allah, shower us with your mercy, Ya Allah.
Amen.
And accept all our effort sincerely and purely to you, Ya Allah. Subhanaka Rabbil Izzati Amma Yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi.